The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, April the 4th. We're going to talk about junior achievement, and this is really a big deal.
It is.
Cindy Mustard is with us. Good
Hi,
to have
Paul.
You here,
How
Cindy.
Are you? Good but you, to be you, here.
Here's a lady who was involved in everything. Junior achievement. Right?
Yeah, this
and you brought along a guest.
I did. I brought along Carol Albritton, and she is the director of junior achievement for the Mid-Missouri area.
All right.
And
good to have you here, Carol. We'll start with Carol then. Tell me about junior achievement.
Junior Achievement is an organization that we have started. They started here in Columbia about 4 years ago, but mm-hmm. we have been very active in St. Louis, and that's mm-hmm. kind of where we branched
so
out
this
of
is
St.
A national,
Louis.
Junior
it's international,
it's
actually.
It's international.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's been around for about a little over 100 years, actually. It started around the turn of the century. Some business leaders in Massachusetts decided that we needed to educate young people about business and entrepreneurialness. So our purpose is empowering young people to own their economic success.
So when you talk about young people, what age group are you talking about?
We start in kindergarten and do programs all the way through high school, all the way through 12th grade. So the whole
kindergarten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with the kindergarten kids?
Well, it's a great little program. We get a volunteer from the community, the business community, or business students from Mizzou sometimes come, and what they do is they go in and we provide the curriculum. And the kindergartners is basically they read them stories about setting up a booth at the fair or growing a garden and selling your produce and doing a dog walking business. So very simple concepts. And then we talk about money and how money changes hands and how sometimes when someone gives you a dollar for something that costs 50 cents, you need to give them change. I mean, really basic concepts.
Right.
But they're important lessons to learn, and it's a starting point.
And that's in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Then you go to grade school, first grade, second,
mm-hmm.
third, and
mm-hmm.
it keeps getting a little more complicated
yes.
as you go.
Mm-hmm.
I've done first grade and third grade. I don't want to go any higher than that if I get too complicated.
Oh, you've taught the first grade.
I've taught the first grade mm-hmm. and I've taught a third grade class. And
yeah, they
ready
get
to
smarter
do a second.
Than you when you get up there a little high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you get into high school then, mm-hmm. then you're really talking
yes.
business.
Yes. Mm. And like, for example, the senior program is the students come up with a business plan. They create their own business from beginning to end. And it's a really involved, excellent program. And we get some mentors for that program that are very dedicated to doing this with those students.
This is invaluable experience.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. And then
yeah.
they can also compete with those that at that level. They can compete with their ideas and their business plans and win scholarships and that sort of thing.
That's outstanding. Now, there's a big celebration coming up,
there
right?
There is, yes. It's a fundraiser for Junior Achievement because we're still trying to raise lots of dollars and get in all the schools. When we started 4 years ago, we started at Benton Elementary. And we've basically mostly been in the elementary schools. And we need to raise enough money to be able to continue where we are and move up the grades as the kids
right.
move up.
Now, when you go into the school, it doesn't cost the school anything,
no,
does it?
No.
Does it cost the student or the parents anything?
No. We bring all the curriculum, all the supplies, and that's what we're raising money for, is to bring the program to the kids. And so far this year, we'll end up probably by May, 4,300 kids in the Columbia Public Schools.
The kids have a choice whether they want to be a part of this?
No. The teachers have a choice.
The teachers do.
The teachers
mm-hmm.
do.
The
yes.
teachers
okay.
decide whether or not they want to invite us into their classroom. And if they do decide to and sign up, then our responsibility is to find volunteers from the community, and then we match them up.
So what kind of response have you had from the teachers, from the kids, and from the community?
The teachers really like it. They embrace it. They enjoy it. It's touches on things that maybe they haven't gotten into deeply, but it hits some of the requirements that they have, so they really enjoy that. It also, they like, I think, that they can have somebody come in from the community and teach their students and give them some time to maybe watch somebody else right. present to their right. students instead of this. And the students love it because it's something new and unusual. Yeah.
So, Cindy, how are you going to raise
this
money?
Well, we're based on – this is our fourth year for it, and it's called Are You Smarter Than a JA Achiever? Based on the TV show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Okay.
So what we have is we've got several businesses and groups that have developed teams, and they're going to compete against each other. So we have a banker's team.
They're going to compete against each other or compete against the kids?
No, they're going to compete against each other. But one of the nice things about the teams is each team is given a elementary school child to help them, and they do need their help because a lot of the questions are based on the junior achievement curriculum. And I can remember one time when the bankers had a team, and the first question out was a financial one, and so other people got it better.
The banker couldn't answer it?
No. But the fifth grader did.
But the fifth grader knew it.
Because they participated in junior achievement.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
But we have Columbia Public Schools put the questions together based on the curriculum. And they have a competition, and we'll have a winner. But it's a lot of fun. We have food. We have entertainment. We have ways that the audience participates. So we're just inviting everybody to come out the 15th of April. Your taxes are done.
Well, the 15th of April. Hopefully your taxes are done by now.
It's early evening, and it's a great event because parents come. The kids can come. Kids are free, but the adults, it's $25 a person. And in that, you get a lot of refreshments. Light hors d'oeuvres, that type of thing, and watch all these teams compete against each other.
So it starts at 5:45 in the evening. Goes how long?
It goes to about 8.
About 8 o'clock.
It's a family event.
Mm-hmm. Do you you need to make reservations ahead of time?
We would prefer that so we know how much food to have. And it's heavy hors d'oeuvres. It's good hors d'oeuvres.
So you can make a dinner of it.
Sure.
You can make a dinner of it.
Okay.
Yes.
So the kids are free. Parents are
$25.
And then you'll have a great evening. You'll really be helping junior achievement. And, you know, whether it's Dr. Belcher on the educators team.
Are you on one of the teams?
I was last year because somebody didn't show.
Yeah.
And we came in second. So.
Okay.
And I didn't know any of the answers to any of them.
So you're a standby person again this year.
Standby, I guess.
She's a filler, yeah.
All right.
And you want to give them your phone number, how they can call you and get a ticket.
Mm-hmm. My phone number is 573-220-6027.
220-6027. So listening to us right now, that's area code 573. You can call that number to get a ticket.
Yes.
It will be on Tuesday, April the 15th at 5:45. Your taxes should be completed by 5:45. If not, by 8:45, it's over. You'll finish your taxes
and
get to the post office by midnight.
And we're also, it's at the Holiday Inn Executive Center.
They're one of our sponsors. We've got several great sponsors. And it's just a real fun family-invested evening.
I wish you the very best of luck.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Cindy, and thank you, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure having both of you here. Monday, we've got Capital City Players and River City Habitat for Humanity. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickox. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.